As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Milwaukee Brewers won their fourth straight game, beating the Yankees with a walk-off homer 4-3. Aaron Judge did his 16th homer of the young season. Philadelphia got two solo shots from Kyle Schwarber. He has 16. Philly shut out Colorado 6-0. Texas 3-0 over the Cubs behind Jacob DeGrom. The Padres came back for a 10-inning win against St. Louis, while the Dodgers lost at home again to Atlanta. Padres and Dodgers tied for first in the NL West. The Sunday night ball game went to the Tigers, who ended a five-game losing streak, winning at Kansas City 6-3. In the NBA playoffs, the Knicks finished off a four-game sweep of Philadelphia 144-114. The Knicks on three-pointers shot 25-44. Minnesota is tied two games apiece in its second-round series after edging the Spurs 114-109. 36 points for Anthony Edwards. NHL playoff wins for Montreal and Anaheim.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadowrun Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadowrun is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts. Sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear. Plus, hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Monday, May 11th, 2026, I'm Kevin Will.
Public review period for Paso Robles groundwater draft rate study open. Sheriff's Office said they did not find Kristen Smart's remains after recent investigation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 64 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The formal public review period and appeals process for the proposed groundwater fee program has opened. The Paso Robles Groundwater Authority will be holding a public hearing on Wednesday, May 27th, to consider adopting the resolution, and the deadline to submit appeals is Monday, June 8th. Appeals are for discrepancies with the calculated consumptive groundwater use for parcels and must be submitted with metered extracted data for all wells on those parcels, according to the study. The effective consumptive groundwater use for water year 2025 was about 47,800 acre-feet of water. The fee rate calculated will be $22.90 per acre-foot of groundwater consumption, with de minimis users exempted. The County Sheriff's Office has released a follow-up statement after Sheriff Ian Parkinson's press conference on their search of Susan Flores' home last week. The Sheriff's Office says they did not recover Kristen Smart. Detectives will be evaluating any evidence that they have recovered to aid in the investigation. Despite not recovering her body, the Sheriff's Office did confirm prior to the release that soil testing on the property did find evidence consistent with human remains. The Sheriff's Office said they are fully committed to finding Kristen and bringing her home to her family, and that no further information is available at this time. Sheriff's Office will not be making any additional comments, and there are no new statements from Kristen Smart's family. Vehicle fire into vegetation fire on Friday with northbound 101 traffic slowing. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A vehicle fire on the U.S. 101 near the 46 West led to significant traffic delays on the northbound 101 Friday afternoon. Crews were dispatched to the scene at about 4:04 p.m. and where a heavily involved vehicle fire posed a threat to adjacent vegetation. Crews were able to quickly stop forward progress of the blaze and no injuries were reported. CHP's incident page also said that the driver managed to exit the vehicle. Northbound traffic on the 101 slowed to a crawl, spanning from the 46 West to Del Rio Road in Atascadero. Southbound traffic near the Niblick on-ramp also slowed. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo responded to a vehicle fire with extension to vegetation near the 8,000 block of Chimney Rock Road west of Nacimiento Lake Drive yesterday afternoon. The rock fire initially spread to about half an acre as emergency crews arrived at the scene, and Chimney Rock Road between Adelaide and Nacimiento Lake Drive was closed. The fire grew to about 5 acres before forward progress was stopped. No further information is available at this time. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding several special meetings for advisory body interviews starting Wednesday. Wednesday's meeting will be interviews for the Youth Commission, established as an advisory body to the City Council for programs and services related to youth issues. The Council is approving 5 2-year full-term vacancies and 1 1-year partial-term vacancy. The Council has received 25 applicants for the Youth Commission. City Council will consider interviews for other advisory bodies on May 14th and the 20th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Braves beat the Dodgers 7-2, the Giants over the Pirates 7-6, the Angels beat the Blue Jays 6-1, the Athletics over the Orioles 2-1, the Padres beat the Cardinals 3-2, the Brewers over the Yankees 4-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Dodgers, the Angels will go against the Guardians, the Yankees will face the Orioles. In the NBA playoffs, the Thunder beat the Lakers 131-108. In California news, the National Science Foundation has suspended at least 18 research grants to UC Berkeley in April, despite a court injunction restricting such suspensions. The UC received over $500 million in National Science Foundation grants in the 2024-25 budget year. Such funding sources have been volatile under the second Trump administration. Governor Gavin Newsom has announced that the state is partnering with Baby to Baby, a national nonprofit organization, to launch a first-in-the-nation program to provide free diapers to all new babies born in California. Beginning this summer, every newborn delivered in participating California hospitals will receive 400 diapers at no cost to the family. The goal is to ease financial strain for families, according to the governor's office. A 4.9 magnitude earthquake was recorded off of California's northern coast near the Oregon border. The quake struck about 10 p.m. on Friday, 67 miles west of Crescent City. The quake did not generate a tsunami threat, nor was damage or injuries reported. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. About 31% of U.S. farmland is owned by non-operating landowners, and farmland as an asset class continues to attract interest from investors. But given the current state of the farm economy, can farmland continue to meet investor expectations? AcreTrader's Rob Moore thinks so, with one big caveat, that those expectations are realistic and not based on expected farmer cash flows.
If you just silo American farmland, and you should expect IRRs in the mid to high single digits. And I think for investors, when they're presented that product, honestly, again, this is a risk-adjusted return. The cash flow off of particularly row crop farmland in the United States in today's interest rate environment, nobody's coming here for the cash flow, and I think that's good. I think in 2020 and 2021, there were a lot of people that got into the asset class saying, man, the return here, the cash return is really interesting to me, and the appreciation is the bonus. And I think that's not only disingenuous, it does a disservice to the farmers and the industry writ large. Right? The focus should not be on the cash flow off of the farmer. Our approach to the investor class has been, hey, let's be really honest with you. This is a 2 to 4% cash on cash asset class.
Moore said farmland investors need to understand the risks, liquidity, and modest historical returns before considering investing in farmland.
The world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale is back for the 75th anniversary Western Experience of a Lifetime. Join us May 14th through the 17th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. And don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Trace Atkins and special guests Cord Blund and Kenny Fiedler. Mark your calendars for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Coming to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City, Nashville Songwriter of the Year award winner Nico Moon, Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line.
It's time for Red, White, and Bloom at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Join us opening night for the Grand Tasting, which kicks off at 6 p.m. This 21 and over event features over 80 regional chefs, breweries, and wineries pairing the very best in food and drink with live music. And enjoy your favorite carnival rides every night of the fair. Saturday night, country star Nico Moon. The very best in fun, food, and entertainment is waiting for you at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Pre-sale tickets and live entertainment schedules available at SalinasValleyFair.com.
Good time.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Pastorables Airport. Experts have cautioned that California could experience elevated wildfire risks this year. The warnings come after an unusually warm and dry start of spring throughout California, driven by a stubborn high-pressure ridge off the coast, which is likely to remain the dominant weather feature through at least June, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. Record heat in many areas in mid-March melted most of the snowpack and led to increased dead fuel flammability as the month progressed. The daily fire ignition average in Northern California in March was nearly double the average for the month since 2008. I would say within fire circles, we're all bracing for a long, busy fire season, said Lena Quinn Davidson, director of University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources Fire Network. Even though there has been spring rain, Quinn Davidson said, the absence of a snowpack means the fire season will start much earlier because rain doesn't do as much to slow fire season as a snowpack would. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to Cajon's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday. Low 80s on Wednesday and Thursday, mid-80s on Friday and Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, 82 a week from today. Currently, it is 65 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to Cajon's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The housing market improved a little last month, but not as much as economists were predicting. The existing home sales increased just 0.2%, reflecting higher mortgage rates. Also, home prices remain high. In April, the median price of an existing home rose 0.9% to $417,700. Crude oil prices are higher. Stocks are under pressure, but turned narrowly higher in early trading. The S&P and NASDAQ have been in record territory, though optimism has faded for a quickly negotiated settlement to the Iran conflict. Some economists are pushing back the possibility of lower interest rates. Bank of America Global Research and Goldman Sachs say it could be months before interest rates will be cut. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
All right, think about something special for lunch. Well, the local favorite, Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community. And some of the local favorites include grilled prawn cob salad, Cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, and the very popular beer battered fish and chips and the shrimp tacos. It's all waiting for you. Lots of parking, and all the food is made fresh at Spirit of Paso Restaurant.
Spring is here. Time to head out to the lake and time to visit Oak Hill Market. No need to pack a cooler. Oak Hill has everything you need for the day or weekend at the lake. Enjoy unique sandwiches and delicious treats from Oak Hill's Deli, or shop their old-time butcher shop for homemade sausages or that special cut of meat. Why pack a cooler? Shop when you get to the lake. Call ahead to have your order ready at 238-LAKE. Great food, great prices, great value. Oak Hill Market.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. There were a number of landmark events that took place during the development of the West, but few equal the significance of the one that took place on May 10, 1869. In 1850, over 9,000 miles of track covered northeastern United States. By 1860, there were 30,000 miles, more than the rest of the world combined. As early as the 1840s, Congress began thinking about the possibility of constructing a transcontinental railroad. With the discovery of gold in California, it became even more important. In February of 1863, the California-based Central Pacific started eastward, and the eastern-based Union Pacific began in Omaha, Nebraska, moving west. For 6 years, the two giants headed toward each other, and on May 10, 1869, they met at Promontory, Utah. Two gold, a silver, and a blend of gold, silver, and iron spikes were used for the ceremonial uniting of the rails. The celebrities lined up to drive the spikes. After several misses and several not-so-subtle snickers from the weather-hardened men who had been driving spikes for 6 years, at 2:47 p.m., the railroad was declared completed. In Washington, D.C., a magnetic ball on the Capitol Dome fell. A 100-gun salute went off in New York City. The Liberty Bell rang in Philadelphia. 7,000 Mormons celebrated in Salt Lake City. And in San Francisco, a banner waved stating, "California annexes the United States." What happened to the ceremonial spikes? Well, as soon as everyone left, they were pulled and replaced with iron ones. Also, the railroad wasn't actually completed on that date. To meet the completion deadline, they had skipped building a bridge over the Missouri River between Omaha and Council Bluffs. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups, and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding several special meetings for advisory body interviews starting Wednesday. Wednesday's meeting will be interviews for the Youth Commission, established as an advisory body to the City Council for programs and services related to youth issues. The Council will conduct interviews for other advisory bodies May 14th and the 20th. A vehicle fire in the U.S. 101 near the 46 West led to significant traffic delays on the northbound 101 Friday afternoon. At about 4:04 p.m. on May 8th, a heavily involved vehicle fire posed a threat to adjacent vegetation. Crews were able to quickly stop forward progress of the blaze, and traffic on the northbound 101 slowed to a crawl all the way to Del Rio Road in Atascadero. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Popple, bringing an orange prison jumpsuit. Cole Allen appearing inside a federal court in D.C., entering his plea to last month's shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Not guilty plea to four charges, two gun charges, one attempting to assassinate the President of the United States, the most serious charge of them all, and then finally assault on a federal officer when he shot, according to authorities, shot that Secret Service agent in the chest. Thankfully, that Secret Service agent is okay.
That's Fox's David Spunt updating the conditions of more than a dozen patients flown to a Nebraska facility overnight after the deadly hantavirus outbreak on a cruise ship. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen minutes ago.
No one who poses a risk to public health is walking out the front door of the streets of Omaha or beyond.
Two other passengers will be evaluated at Emory Hospital in Atlanta. America's listening to Fox News.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurante and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Abundant sunshine on your Monday. Highs in the, we'll say mid-80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 50, right around 80. Sunshine on your Tuesday. Heading out to Wednesday, low 80s. Same on Thursday. Friday, mid-80s. Same Saturday. Low to mid-80s Sunday and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:02 a.m., 7:58 p.m. We are at 66 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by the good folks at Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I have a lot of history and a lot of good information about the nonprofit that's been around for a while. You're going to find out everything about it. I'll have Dan and Keith in from the 7X Ranch. And then, cloud seeding. How much do you know about that? Well, Susanna will have on Nicole Pearson. They'll be talking about the first federal lawsuit against the cloud seeding. That's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. 24/7, they'll be there for you. Outstanding rating, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, header for home, 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a couple of things. Get some emails from time to time about information regarding what may have happened out where and where. Keep in mind that the authorities, they don't release as quickly as they used to do. There's a lot more they have to go through before they can, and to make sure that the information is accurate. So, yeah, we don't get everything maybe as timely as we used to, but that's just kind of the nature. And also, again, this is unofficial, but somebody sent me a picture. Let's see here. What time? 8:17. There's a picture of some smoke coming. I think it's on the south side of the Veterans Bridge. Looks like it may be down in the riverbed. What a surprise. What a surprise. All right, anything that maybe you're on your mind, Also, regarding this diaper stuff, the free diapers for families who can't muster it and maybe haven't put some money away because they're having a thing called a baby. So you and I have to be the babysitters and pay for their lunch. We have to pay for this. Now, diapers, etc. Let's see here. On the email, controversy. This, again, has to do. Critics have highlighted close personal and professional ties between the Newsom family and the leadership of the partner nonprofit Baby to Baby, specifically Noah Weinstein, the co-CEO of Baby to Baby, sits on the board of Jennifer Newsom's nonprofit, the California Partners. The state has committed roughly $20 million to the program, including $7.4 million already approved and $12.5 proposed for the 26-27 cycle. There are some critics, such as Republican candidate Steve Hilton, argue that the state is paying roughly 50 cents per diaper, which they claim is significantly higher than bulk retail prices from stores like Costco. I don't know what the cost of bulk diapers are, but nonetheless, I don't care what the cost is. Again, through our education system or just through programs, because we have programs and lecture many of us on how we should live, is you tell people that if you can't afford, you can't afford. Simply. I mentioned that, you know, beginning this morning. What is so difficult about that? What is so hard about telling these people, hey, can't afford to have a baby? Or maybe that should go. I don't know what they do in school regarding about preparedness for life. I know the kids can't add or know English or anything like that, but that's I guess that's minor too. Let's see here. I say we... Oh, this has to do with the girls competing. I say we let them compete, but only because women vote for this kind of thing on an 80-20 margin. Let them lie in the bed that they make. All right, this has to do, last hour I mentioned the story of the male competing in the girls' track events this weekend at the state. And this male, again, competing against girls, won three events. And many people on the social media, where I read through the story, are saying that maybe these young ladies should not compete. Not compete. That's a tough call. I know that there have been some in the state basketball and a couple of volleyball teams that have done that. It takes a lot of courage and commitment for these young ladies, because in 99.999% of the time cases, they're done. That's it. You know, obviously, if they're high school seniors, they're not playing. They may play, you know, record down the league, but as far as, you know, competitive to achieve getting to a state level, whether it's a tournament with a team sport or an individual in the track and field, they're done. And, you know, they had dreams. And to just stop, boy, I commend the ones that do, but I'm not going to yell at the ones that don't. All right, again, maybe you have some thoughts on that. Let's see here. Maybe there should be a league just for the trans. Well, there you go. Let's placate and spend more money. I don't know how many would be competing. I know. Well, okay, so let's take the numbers. You know, we hear numbers that there's only 1% or something like that. Again, I don't know what the true numbers are, because it seems we get different types that are thrown out, and it probably has to do with the groups that are giving out, putting out the numbers. But do we really want to start spending this? I mean, we're spending money on extra bathrooms at schools, extra dividers at schools, et cetera, et cetera. More money, more money, more money. Anyway, 238-5775, 238-KPRL on this issue, or any issue, because you know. Okay, so California and gas. We know that we pay the highest in the nation, at least in the contiguous United States.
and the global disruption because the numbers are out there. Remember, refinery closures in California. That means we must rely even more on imported fuel. Great job, California, being independent, just like we are for our energy. Now, the state data shows that about 60% of the state's crude oil supply is coming from foreign countries. Nearly a third of it comes from Asia. And then we have Iraq and Saudi Arabia. And, of course, that means we have to go, not we, but the oil has to come through the Strait of Hormuz in order to reach California. Now, late last week, state energy officials told lawmakers that California has enough fuel to meet demand for the next 6 weeks. That's if the strait is remains closed. But the state has uncertainty with supply and would be vulnerable to significant higher gas prices. And many aren't even sure about the 6 weeks. Now, state officials have not answered a question that has been asked multiple times. State officials have been asked, and I don't know who the state officials are. It would be, could Californians see a dollar more or $2 more per gallon? And their simple answer is they don't have a crystal ball. Now, somehow, California leaders might want to think about, and when I mean leaders, not only those that you elect, but the people themselves that are making these decisions, put these nitwits in. Better business environment for oil industry and, you know, prevent the state from outsourcing most of its fuel. Where the state is relying on imports, and that will again put more of the refineries on unstable ground. Not only on stable ground, but just because of the rules and the regulations. That's why we've had so many just leave or shut down in this state in the last several years. So I don't know, as Comrade used to say, when are we going to wake up, people, and start making some smart decisions here? Remember, most of it isn't for the cars. We use oil in different aspects of our daily lives. So maybe you have some thoughts on that. Okay, what else do we have going on out there in our world? So on this, the personal information regarding these, your computer and so forth, that the, Senate Bill 8250, this would be federal law. And this just isn't for 18-year-olds. Name, birth date, email, phone number, and IP address. The data will discover the browsing history, sites visited, clicks, and search queries, which they can do that now. Be able to tell interaction with social media. Well, Chris, they can do all this stuff now anyway, right? Okay, that information when you go on the computer.
Well, who's they?
Well, whoever these data centers or whatever they are, Google can track. They're already tracking this stuff anyway, right?
To a certain extent, yes.
Okay, what can't they track?
I don't know their policies. You're asking me about inside information to what Google's tracking.
Well, okay, so from a technology standpoint, it's a stupid question again. Anytime you click something, is that tracked?
Yes. Well, I don't want to say tracked, but there's a history that can be tracked. I should say that.
Okay.
Because tracking, you know, implies somebody's actively looking for it, but the more accurate thing to say is there's a record.
Alrighty. So, but there are these companies out there that want to get a hold of this information. So, I don't know how it works with Google or whom else and so forth, but it's safe to say that whether it's on your phone or on your computer, everything, there is a history of it.
Yes.
Okay. And you can't do anything about that?
I think there probably is, but I'm not that much of a tech whiz to actually know something, what you can do about it. I mean, the first thing you could probably do is just never use the internet.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah. That's the easiest thing I could think of.
I know that there are people, that have called in over the last few years and said that they don't watch television.
I think it's easier to do that than it is not to use the internet.
Well, I'm wondering if the people that don't watch television, if they have the internet. I mean,
well, I'm one of those people. I don't watch TV, and I use plenty of the internet.
Okay, so did you grow up with the TV?
Yes, I did. I just lost interest in it.
Any particular reason?
No, I think it's because after a while, I just didn't feel like watching anything.
Okay.
And that just kind of continued.
All right. So, your personal choices for entertainment, you find them more accessible on whatever you use.
Precisely.
Okay. All right. Well, again, everybody, they say they have their own tastes. When I mentioned, last hour that something will never happen if Americans would just, form a protest against whatever company may be, whatever product and so forth, for 3 days or a week or something like that. It'll never happen because people don't have the discipline. And I would be among that with television. I'm simply going to watch sporting events. I love watching baseball games. And I would be one of those that would eat my own words. Let's see here. Diapers. When I was expecting my first child in the early 60s, I'm glad she said in the early 60s, not in her early 60s, my mother was smart enough to buy I don't know what that is. It included baby clothes and 6 dozen cloth diapers. I washed these by hands on a washboard. That is what was done by most of us back then. Right, and I'm sure that you probably had the discussion, or maybe not, on, hey, we're going to have a baby. Our life, number one, is going to change, and our budget is going to change. Because, again, in the early 60s, there was pretty sure that there was no government program out there that said, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to supply some baby diapers for you. And by the way, we're going to put your kid in school fourth grade, no cost. Not fourth grade, 4 years old, no cost. Taxpayer babysitters. And don't worry about making breakfast for your kid or lunch. And in some districts, no dinner. And by the way, during the summer months, the school will be able to handle some of the meals too. I'm pretty sure that did not happen in the early 60s. Or not until the last X amount of years where this has come in to be somewhat the norm and somewhat the expected of parents. No, I would have to look up the exact word of parent. I would say that people that think that this is fine and that they're entitled, they are still children. They're just children having children. And they're making us pay for the rest of it. So I guess Hillary Clinton was right when she said it takes a community or it takes a village, whatever the hell she said. So that's it. Let's see here. On the good morning, when I see those males that dress and act like females, I think state hospital or worse. Let's see here. This is on the text. Do you think Newsom cares about energy? He's going to let it collapse and then blame Trump. This will boost him when he runs for president. He does not care about California, only about his own ego and political aspirations. I guess he's banking on people around the country not knowing what the track record is California, but that would be up to his opponent to do that. California has become a joke. Let's just look at education. Mississippi has overcome California. Okay? Think about that. If you let that sink in, the people in education should be embarrassed. and see what Mississippi and some other states have done in the last few years to better themselves. California won't look at them. Let's see here on the email. Did the city of Paso Robles break up their city council into districts so the different ethnicities were expressed? Yeah, that was a threat from a group. I don't know. I forget if they were out of Malibu or somewhere down in Southern California. They were going around to most cities in California, threatening if they didn't go into districts, they were going to get sued or something like that. And I think a couple of cities were sued, and then a couple of cities said go to double hockey sticks. And I don't remember what any of those cities were, but yes, no, the city of Paso Robles, they did cave. They did cave. That's another something to think about when we have our elections for our city council, because these things go away. We don't think they are not on top of our mind when we think about it. And also some of the people that may be sitting on the city council that forced you into the 3C energy. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Kevin, you know, something that got underneath my skin is this dirtbag, and I'm not going to mention his name, who killed this young lady in the 70s in Nipomo, is now going to be released. And here we're waiting around for Newsom to, keep him in jail. And I think what we really need to realize is that it's the parole board that approved him being released. And if we're waiting for Newsom to step in and stop this, we know what's going to happen there. The bottom line is that he may have been in jail for 50 years, but he killed somebody brutally, and he never deserves the right to come back and be in our community again. So I blame this on the parole board who... And they say, hey, you know, he's at a certain time, he's eligible for parole. But because he committed this particular crime, he shouldn't be released. So the parole board's really the people that I think are, instead of putting it in the hands and wishing the governor would keep him in jail, well, that's just foolish thoughts if you know our governor.
Right, and I'm going to assume that she probably still has some friends and family members that are alive who have missed her smile and the relationships for all these years. And the question I asked the other day, other than the you know, to me, he should have gotten the death penalty, but that's history, is he's 75 years old. What in the heck is he going to, and I don't mean that he's going to be a good boy, but I'm just saying, what is he going to do in society? How much has society changed in the last 50 years?
Well, I'm not too sure about what he'll do in society. The point is that I don't think he should be allowed to be in society because of what he did, and that he's prone. Anybody that can do what he did is prone to do something like that again. You know, it's not, you know, it's not a fine line.
Okay, well... Even if studies show that the chances of a 75-year-old piece of garbage committing murder again are slim, I'm with you. He should not be out breathing the air. Or
I agree. One
being able to walk along a beach or anything, he should be dead or stay in jail.
All right. Now
real quick,
when he goes to board, his victim's family can be there, and you know they should have been there in, you know, telling the board, guess what, we're not satisfied with the amount of time he's done, we want him to stay in jail. I don't know if they did that or not.
I don't know either.
I blame this on the board.
Right.
Okay,
we're out of time. Music started. Appreciate it.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo responded to a vehicle fire with extension to vegetation near the 8,000 block of Chimney Rock Road west of Nacimiento Lake Drive yesterday afternoon. The fire grew to about 5 acres before forward progress was stopped.
The county sheriff's office has released a follow-up statement after Sheriff Ian Parkinson's press conference regarding their search of Susan Flores' home. The sheriff's office confirmed they did not recover Kristen Smart's remains, but they will continue evaluating any evidence they recovered to aid in the recovery of Kristen's body. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 69 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on Dan and Keith. We'll be talking about the history and exactly what goes on at the 7X Ranch for kids. And also, Susanna will be on, and she'll have her guest, Nicole Pearson. They're going to be talking about the first federal lawsuit against cloud seeding. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day and your afternoon and the whole kit and caboodle. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. Moms and pops, small business, keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.